All right, I have 8:33 on the morning of Tuesday the 19th, 2022. Hereby call this meeting of the special meeting of the mayor and council to order. Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act and the Sunshine Laws?
We have.
Very good. In the interests of us not having to stand up awkwardly in a virtual meeting to salute the flag, we'll skip that. And if you wouldn't mind, Carla, please call the roll.
Sure. Councilman Glazer? Councilman Kochanowski is not there. Councilwoman Switlick?
Here.
Council President Strauss?
Here.
And Mayor Malay?
Here.
And we have a quorum.
And then, Madam Clerk, I would just ask if you wouldn't mind checking to make sure there's nobody waiting in the waiting room?
Nope. No one is waiting in the lobby.
Excellent. I would like to note there are no members of the public present, so we'll skip the public comment session for now. We'll go to new business. This is the introduction of an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, amending the amended former municipal building non-condemnation redevelopment plan for Block 53, Lot 3, Clinton Township, to reduce minimum required lot area for the mixed-use lot and authorize the planning board to grant deviations from the redevelopment plan requirements under certain circumstances. That's a mouthful. It is what related to what I reported on last week at our regular meeting of the mayor and council. We ran into some hiccups with our transference of the property, the conveyance of the property to Rob Fernandez, the developer, and had a meeting on Thursday where we settled on a plan of action that's going to require us to do this. It's going to require us to revise the redevelopment plan. That'll have to go to the planning board on August the 1st. They know that. It'll come back to us for adoption, hopefully August 10th. And subsequent to that, sometime I would expect in September, the applicant will have to go back to the planning board for an amended site plan, site plan approval and subdivision approval. That's pretty much where we're at. We've got to correct these little issues that cropped up during the title search. Basically, they went back 200 years and uncovered some things that complicated the project a little bit. And then, Trishka, I don't know if you have anything you'd like to add to.
No, I think that's about it. The only thing I did, just want to make one very small substantive-ish change in the text of the ordinance itself. I don't know if you want me to just mention
that. Please, go ahead.
Yep. So in, what is it, section 1B, where that's the piece that states the following new provision shall be added to the amended redevelopment plan to give, right now it reads, authorize the planning board to grant relief under appropriate circumstances from the bulk and design requirements set forth therein. I'm just proposing that we take out the words bulk and design. So it's just under appropriate circumstances from the requirements set forth therein, because the operative language itself that's being inserted explains what kind of relief the board can grant. So, and Bill had picked up there was a minor inconsistency between sort of the introductory paragraph and then the language that was actually going into the plan. So if we just take out bulk and design, I think that addresses it.
Excellent. Any questions, concerns? All right. This is the purpose of this meeting this morning. So I want to thank everybody for turning out for it. And if I may ask for a motion to introduce this.
Can I ask a quick question, Brian? Just in case someone listens to the audio, can you give like a simple explanation of what this is about as far as the building? And
sure.
You want me to do it, Mayor? Or you want
just
to do
a quick summary so people
go
know
right
what the
ahead.
Heck we're talking about?
It's been going on forever, it seems like. But go right ahead, Trishka. Yep.
So look, fundamentally, absolutely nothing is changing in terms of how the site is going to be developed. It's exactly the same project it's always been. It's received approvals, and you know, what's approved is what will be built. The problem is that as we've been doing all of this title work, we're realizing that some of the property that the applicant assumed we were going to be able to convey actually may not be able to be conveyed. The net result being the applicant's going to end up with a smaller total lot area than was originally contemplated when the redevelopment plan was drafted. So we're basically retrofitting in a way, which isn't always the best word to use, but basically by dropping the lot area requirement for the mixed-use lot, we're enabling the project to be built the way it has been intended and approved. But, you know, after the fact, as we're discovering we have less land to convey, you know, that would create an issue if we didn't amend the redevelopment plan. The other change is simply, again, because we may be conveying a little bit less than was originally assumed, in other words, being that the property lines aren't going to fall exactly where we may have originally assumed, we're also concerned that this might create now setback issues that it, where as the building as approved for the plan was in a conforming location after the conveyance, and may turn out that it's slightly, you know, a foot too close to a property line. So this is just to give the planning board the ability to look at that and say, yeah, no, that's fine. We'll give you the variance, because this really has to do with, I don't know, I think almost the best way I can explain it is sometimes you get field changes. So you'll get something that's approved, then you'll go and start building and you have a field change. What's odd here is that the quote unquote field change is actually lot lines.
Yeah.
Because we, you know, going back 200, we had to go back 200 years, but to figure out exactly where those accurate pins are, but that's what's happened. So it's really after the fact changes, I think is the best way to explain it.
And I might have interpreted your question because I took it to mean just a quick summary of the project in general.
Yes. Oh, well, that, there's that
well,
too.
No, that was very helpful though. That was helpful.
Though. Oh, that, what is actually being proposed.
Because honestly, when we were going through it, I think I was on the Board of Adjustment at the time. It's been so long since we've talked about, you know, the development plan, what it looks like and where it is. And so if someone listens to the audio.
I'm going to let the mayor do the honors on that.
I'll do that. So we have for quite a while. I don't even know how long. It's been a very long time.
The first things here were 15. So before 15.
As long as I've been on council almost, which is going on 9 years, we've been trying to remediate an old dilapidated structure that the township owned called the old municipal building. It used to be a general store. It had been a municipal building up until the 90s, and it has just fallen to rot. And it's also in a historic district, so we had to take into account state historic preservation office requirements for the lot. We had redevelopment plan done a few years back with a developer in mind who's going to convert the property once we were able to transfer it to him to a couple of apartment units above the existing building, a retail type of deli on the first floor, peel off most of the unhistoric additions that were made to the building and greatly reduce its footprint, and then build separately a 12-unit apartment building in the back on part of the township property, and then township property which lies underneath Washington Street, which we would vacate. And that's actually, that piece is where some of this comes into play, because turns out 200 years ago there was a little 12-foot alleyway that ran along Washington Street. So where we thought the lot line might be is not where it actually ought to be. Essentially, it's about 6 feet shorter than what we thought. And there are some other things that have to change that we caught in that process. So that's where we're at. And God willing, we'll transfer this property by the end of the year, and he can start swinging the sledgehammer. I can't hear you, Trishka. It's just as well. I know what you're saying.
Please don't put a time frame on it. Don't
chase
it.
And Brian, just to be clear, we're going through this as a kind of an out of normal process to try to keep it moving along, because otherwise it's just with the delays of going to the planning board, coming back to the planning board. By doing this today, we kind of can meet the calendar and keep the project moving.
I think
they'll probably still have to come back to the planning board.
But if we miss the meeting, then it pushes back to October.
Well, no, that's absolutely correct. Yes, right. No, this is absolutely trying to keep it on a timeline that's reasonable.
And we're giving the planning board this flexibility in terms of the bulk requirements, again, to prevent having to come back. Otherwise, council has to keep amending the ordinance. And this is it expedites what should be minor field changes, we'll call them.
No, that's absolutely correct. And in fact, that kind of flexibility typically would be built into a redevelopment plan. It's in my experience, I mean, not always, but it's certainly, there have been plenty of redevelopment plans I've worked on where you have that language in there for that very reason, because you come in with an application. In fact, we had one last night in Plainsboro, just same thing. It's a redevelopment area. The applicant, you know, their clubhouse was smaller than what was called for in the redevelopment plan. Planning board was able to approve that as opposed to having to go back to the governing body to amend the redevelopment plan to say, no, you can have a 1500 square foot clubhouse instead of a 2000 square foot clubhouse. So it makes a lot of sense to have that kind of language in here. It tracks the authority that the planning board already has under the MLUL in the regular context. So it's just transferring that into a redevelopment area.
And remind me, how many affordable units are in that?
Only one.
Okay. I thought it was two, but it was a long time ago.
I thought it was two as well.
I thought it was one.
It's either one or two.
One or two. More than two.
Okay.
The goal here is the affordable as much as the cleanup. So
exactly. Yeah, that needs to be done. A lot of the people in Annandale have just had it.
Yeah.
Waited forever.
Yeah, so the quicker we get this done, it's great that we're doing this now to get the ball rolling. Keep it rolling.
Hopefully keep it rolling to the end. I mean, it's been rolling and rolling and rolling. It's just we've been running into one obstacle after the next because we're dealing with lots old lots, old rights of way, alleyways, things that got missed along the way. I mean, it's just been, it's been a tidal work nightmare.
Brian gets a bottle of Dom Perignon when this is all done.
He's going to do more than that.
All right, Scott, so, whiskey?
In that case, might I ask for a motion to introduce?
I'll make the motion.
And I'll second it, just because.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes. And without objection, I'd like to set the public hearing for August the 10th. For obvious reasons. All right, no objection. I don't see any members of the public. Carly, you want to give the waiting list one last check?
Yep, it says no one is waiting in the lobby.
Very good. Then close the pub comment as well. And Mr. Glazer?
Make a motion and we adjourn.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy.
Yes.
You're adjourned.
Very good. Thank you all.
Good.
Stay cool.
Take care. Brian, just time for a phone call. Bye.